forever. Dog.
From the spacious Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles, California, and the satellite Forever Dog Studios in Baltimore, Maryland, this is and here's your hosts, Eric and Dan.
Hey, wow. What's up?
What's up? What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up,
buddy?
Welcome, one and all, once again to another week.
Welcome,
with
listeners.
Eric DeDorian and Dan Gill here at Groomzilla's.
You're Dan, I'm Eric. That's the way that goes.
That's the way that sorts out.
That's the way that works.
That's the way that cookie crumbles. This
crumbles all over my dumb fucking face.
Hey, not right out of the gate with this stuff, Eric. Hello.
I don't care.
You care.
I don't care.
You look
crazy.
You look great.
You're just trying to pump me up full of shit.
Oh, I'll pump those tires any chance I get.
Don't you fucking pump me up. Let me fly. Let me flat, boy.
No.
Leave me flat on the ground on my face, boy.
No. I'm going to look at the PSI on the side, on your sidewall, and whatever that PSI is, I'm going 5 PS over. I'm going to pump you so full of air, Eric.
I don't even know what that fucking means, man. I'm already gone, dude. Forget about me, dude. I'm wasted, man. I'm yesterday's news, man. I'm gone. I'm out of here, man.
Wow. I'm getting into my Owen Wilson. I'm just going to throw out as that reaction. Wow.
That's a really good Owen.
I've done it on first impressions, Eric. You've heard it before. Welcome to Groomzilla's. Ladies and gentlemen, you wet heads out there, get wet, stay wet. This is Groomzilla's, the only wedding planning podcast by grooms for grooms and everyone in between. That's Eric. We got a great show for you today. Joe McAdams.
Can I just say something? Joe McAdams here.
Joe McAdams is here.
That's
is that
true.
What you were going to say? Yes, you can say
I'm
something.
I'm going to say thank you, wet heads. You keep me going every fucking day, I swear to God. And if it wasn't for you, I would be excrement on a shit.
You would be shit on a shit?
I would be excrement on a shit, I said.
Well, I know, but excrement is shit, no? Or are you just being...
Yeah, but when you say excrement, it adds a level of grandiosity.
Grandiosity has always been your thing.
Yeah, and I'm just a grandiose... And when you add grandiosity to shit,
yes,
then it's, oh, that's a stinky, stinky shit.
Wow, okay.
Oh, that's a stinky...
Really painting some pictures for the audience this week.
Well, I hope that it's, you know, you're waking up, you're on your way to work when you're listening to this, or you're on your way home from work. Or
I hope it was a good day.
Good morning, good night. I hope you're gently falling into sleep in case
what if you are. Yeah, maybe you're on a jog. I listen to podcasts when I run. I like to run.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really great. I like to listen to podcasts. I like to just sit in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick a good wall to sit in front of.
You pick your favorite wall. Okay.
I'll pick my good favorite wall, and I won't use a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I'll just sit on the ground and just let pain take my body over as my body gets stiff in the dark. And I'll just listen to podcasts that way.
Okay. It's interesting. It's an interesting approach.
Yeah.
But it's yours. I'm not going to downplay it.
So any way you want to listen to podcasts, yeah. I think that's cool.
Yeah. Pick out your wall if that's your thing, or, you know, lace up those shoes, get out there for the run. Either way, you're going to have
You're
going to have a good experience here at the Forever Dog Podcast.
It's a cool kind of way of connecting, I think.
Yeah. Podcast? I'm into them. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a cool kind of way of connecting.
Eric DeDorian.
Why are you laughing
Eric
at me?
Eric DeDorian on
podcast. Why are you laughing at me?
I think it's a cool kind of way to connecting.
Where's the lie? Dead ass.
Hey.
Dead ass. Where's the lie?
You calling me dead ass? Are you addressing me right here?
No.
You're being dead ass serious. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't put a bounty on your head now.
Oh,
is that what you want me to do that? You want me to chase you down like the most dangerous game?
Like to see you try.
I just watched the Zodiac. I'll be inside your fucking cranium in about 3 seconds if you let me. I got nothing to lose.
Okay.
I got nothing to win.
Wow.
I will infest your life, my friend.
You've been infesting my cranium for 2 years. How long have we been doing this podcast?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. You've been inside Dan's head. Oh, my God. Eric, I just Whoa, we've started this podcast. We're having fun. I'm just looking at the clock already. It's already time. It's already time once again for the nuptial news at 9.
Holy smokes. Is it nup news already? Is it nup news at 9 already?
It's the nuptial news at 9 with Dan and Eric.
Your favorite grooms on the nup news at 9. Here's Dan with the news.
Thank you, Eric. Try to listen on the 9s if you can, 9 a.m., 9 p.m. Or
whatever,
like
whatever nine you can find.
You can find.
The ninth hole, you know, the ninth ward.
Whoa, that's another, yes. I like
the ninth lane.
Uh-huh.
You go to a bowling alley. Let me get number 9.
Yeah.
Sir, you have your pick of the lanes.
Wow. Take the ninth.
I'll take the ninth.
Maybe the ninth state in the union. Do you know which state that would be?
Of course I do. That is Delaware, sir.
You said that with such confidence, I'm not even going to check it.
Check it.
You were picking on Delaware now. Last week.
I don't pick on Delaware. I love Delaware.
We were talking Delaware. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to go to Delaware as soon as I can.
What for?
To hang out.
Okay. It's New Hampshire. Okay. Live free or die. New Hampshire.
That sucks because New Hampshire really sucks.
Oh. Okay. This is the Nuptial News at 9. Eric, I got a good one for you this week. Are you ready for it?
What's up? Okay. What is it? Now you're mocking me again. Okay.
No, it just sounded...
I don't come here to get kicked around like a puppy boy.
What do you come here for?
I come here to connect. I already said it. I come here to connect.
I'm not listening. You're right.
You're dumb. Nobody listened.
Maid of Honor claims nearly 100 goldfish died after crappy bride insisted on giving them as wedding favors.
So what?
All right.
I mean, big deal. Goldfish. What's like the goldfish die?
Yeah, that's kind of their modus operandi. That's a little
how many goldfish
Spanish for
you think die every year during carnival season?
Carnivals are carnage for goldfish. That's just why they exist.
Isn't it? And weddings, too.
Apparently, a maid of honor shared an alleged event. We're not even sure if this event took place. A maid of honor shared an alleged event on Reddit's Bridezilla forum that both ended a friendship and killed nearly 100 fish.
Reddit is poisoning people's brains.
Everybody is giving us weekly content. Reddit's bad.
I know. At what cost, though? These people's brains. These people's emotions. Like, everybody just wants to shit on people that are in their lives so bad.
They're just airing dirty laundry. Yeah.
You're going out of your way to what? To be the hero of a bunch of 100 dead goldfish?
Yeah.
Just to ruin a fucking friendship?
Well, do you want to hear the rest? I mean, you seem pretty hot.
I'm not hot. I'm just, you know, I tell it like it is. This is what me. I'm laying it down like jazz.
Wow. Okay. You see, ex-friend, she refers to the bride as ex-friend, was an animal lover. On and off again, vegetarian, vegan, PETA supporter, etc. She was especially fond of fish. With that in mind, how cute would it be to have a pair of goldfish in a globe as a centerpiece? Real live goldfish, a pair of them to represent the couple. On each and every table, all 40 of them wrote the maid of honor on Reddit. Maid of honor had multiple objections, and the bride was insistent on having the fish at the ceremony. The maid of honor asked, what happens to the fish after the ceremony? The bride said, the guests get to take them home.
Yeah, centerpiece.
It'd be like wedding favors, keepsakes. Maid of honor responds, but not everyone is going to want to take home a new pet from a wedding. People tend to like having a say in what pets they want to take care of. But the bride insisted that it wouldn't even matter, quote. Any initial reaction so far?
The bride said that it, quote, it wouldn't even matter.
Quote, it wouldn't even matter.
This is what I'm talking about. It's like, it's too murky. There's not enough information to be had. It's my side versus your side.
Yeah.
People take it to Reddit.
Yeah.
And they.
Reddit is a one sided. Here, I'll continue. Despite the hesitation raised, the bride reportedly decided to go ahead with the fish favors and assigned the maid of honor to, quote, floater duty to remove the dead floating fish from the bags and replace them with the others that were kept in the back. The bride allegedly purchased 100 goldfish at 3 cents a piece. Wow, you got to mark up those goldfish once you hear it's going to a wedding. You could get 6 cents at least for those goldfish. 3 cents a piece for 40 centerpieces. When the wedding was over, though, not one of the guests took home the goldfish, and the maid of honor claimed in a post. It couldn't have helped that the bride didn't provide containers for them. So will the bride and groom be adopting these 80 goldfish plus? Nope, they were headed out on the honeymoon, and the maid of honor ended up taking home all the goldfish, which ended up mostly dying in transit.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that managed to last for 5 years. So this is a dated story.
So that makes it all worth it.
She named it Sun, S-U-N. It lingered far longer than my friendship with the bride and far, far longer than her marriage.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Dirty laundry. Air.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility to lay at your maid of honor's feet with like.
Yeah.
That's a lot of like.
The just floater duty.
In charge of fish.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't want to be in charge of.
What do you think if you're eating? What if you order the fish at the wedding? You look up, you see a floating dead fish in a bowl. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's levels to this. It's like, well, what about all the fucking flowers that the wedding industry kills every fucking second?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Oh, look. Oh, a wedding just killed 4,000 flowers right now. This carnage. Second. Oh, shit. A wedding just killed 4,000 flowers this second.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. A wedding just killed 4,000 flowers second.
Is that a stat you're quoting from? 4,000 flowers a second?
Yeah. Wow. At least.
I had no idea.
And then how many salmons? How many chicken plates? How many pork medallions does the wedding in?
People are eating those, you would hope. I hope that's not too much.
Well, people are looking at these goldfish, and they're in the center of the table.
Right? Yeah. I think the flower thing makes sense. I mean, people eat the salmons, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, why is eating... I mean, people could get full eating something else at a wedding that isn't salmon. Mm. I mean, like salmon farming is a huge problem.
Okay, so now you're becoming a vegetarian argument?
I'm just saying, I was a vegetarian for 10 years, and you know that. And I know, and I don't expect you to understand why or why not.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm just saying, once you pull this thread, once you start pulling this thread, maid of honor, of, oh my God, the carnage of all these goldfish, well, you better keep pulling.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of carnage coming in behind you.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose your goldfish battles is what you're saying.
I mean, it sucks. Like, but make this about, like, I'm sorry that I picked a shitty friend to be a maid of honor to who threw, you know, hundreds of goldfish carcasses at my feet to deal with. And I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't have a newspaper.
Yeah, there's something fishy about that.
Say that one more time. I didn't get it.
I said, there's something fishy about that.
About the story about the story, you mean?
Yeah. About the story about fish.
It's fishy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got for the nuptial news at 9. Let's close it up. That was the nuptial news at 9.
At 9.
With Dan. you used to sing the song with me. I don't know what's going on.
You're doing it great tonight.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Oh shit.
Eric, do you wanna jump into commercial world or do you wanna jump into first impressions?
I think so. Do you have an impression?
I do, but I'm not gonna say that we should do it in front of let's open up commercial world.
Okay.
If you would.
It's a commercial world and I am a commercial girl.
Radio. All right. You want to kick things off?
What are you chomping on ice on the pod? You're chomping on ice on the podcast.
Well, what's happening?
What is this? What is this? A hockey podcast?
I'll tell you what's going on.
What are we standing in your aunt's fucking basement?
Listen,
what is
I apologize
this?
To the wetheads if they're offended by my ice chomping. I will say that I heard my saliva making noise on the mic because I'm drinking coffee and sometimes that dries my mouth out. So rather than have like, that kind of voice.
Now we have both. Now you did it anyway.
Well, I was just trying to get rid of it. You speak. I'm going to like try to salivate. What commercial do you want to talk about?
I'm pissed about this one guy. And I think everybody, America knows about this guy. He has been around forever. You guys know him you probably know him first as the Verizon guy. The Can You Hear Me Now guy.
Can You Hear Me Now?
Do you remember that? Do you remember when he came and it was like, Can You Hear Me Now? And it was so all over the place immediately.
Sure.
For at least a decade, this guy, Verizon, Can You Hear Me Now?
Yeah.
Can You Hear Me Now? Yeah. And then finally.
We can hear you, Eric. Yeah.
By the by the grace of whatever is out there in this universe that protects us, this guy fucking disappears. Lo and behold, not 2 years later, he reappears. Now he's for Sprint.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got to follow this Mameluke from Verizon to Sprint. Uh-huh. And now this guy's like, oh, you remember me? I'm the Verizon guy, but now I'm with Sprint.
Right. We know.
Oh, no. And then the piece de resistance, Dan, and I'll tell you this, honestly, it happened today and I'm watching. You know, I have a lot of time on my hands. I'm pretty underemployed.
Okay.
So I'm on television. I'm not on television. All the people that I know in comedy are. I'm watching television, and here comes this Mameluke. Now, and I turn around to my cat, and I say, "Look at this motherfucker here." Wow. And my cat kind of, you know, does a little cute, makes a cute little sound.
Yeah.
And so this guy, you know what? This guy has the fucking audacity to say to me,
what is it?
He gets on. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Another cell phone commercial. Mm. Well, this isn't just another cell phone commercial. This is a cell phone commercial. And then he goes into just the regular ass Sprint, like fucking seven, you know,
have we? Saints. Yeah. We've covered this transition before, haven't we? From Verizon to Sprint. Have we never talked about this on Commercial World?
I mean, this is the last thing I'm saying. I mean, okay. We probably have talked to that guy about this guy because it was, you know.
Yeah. Everyone's talking
about it. It was jarring. A nation was jarred.
Yeah. Where were
when
you
the guy
when?
Went from,
where
when,
were you
when the when? Guy went to Sprint. Oh, I'm with Sprint now.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Everyone knows
That's
where they were.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this new to be talked down to in a post, you know, and during the Trump administration, it's 2019, to be talked down to by the Can You Hear Me Now guy. It used to be the former Can You Hear Me Now guy. Current Sprint guy's like, oh, I bet you're sick of cell phone commercials. Where here's another one. Like, don't fucking talk down to me.
Yeah.
Don't pander to me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'm a fucking person.
I've heard you say that numerous times.
I'm a person. I just because I don't have a job,
Mama
just
Luke,
because
Italian,
I'm watching
Italian
TV
Americans.
Right now and you're on the commercial and I got to watch this commercial, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And he's a Mameluke is what you're saying.
I think I've stated my point.
Mameluke, well, Italian or Italian American slang.
And yeah, he's a Mameluke
who did something.
And I don't throw that word around easily. You know me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty heated stuff. It sounds like,
I got worked up.
You're a little relieved for getting that stuff off your chest.
But there's some good news. You're in a couple of national spots right now.
Oh, yeah, baby. You want to play it? I could play one right now. I could play my work.
Good. I'm okay.
Right. That's fine. We'll move on. Yeah.
I finally saw the Scott ad, though.
Yeah, Scott's.
I like to see your ads in the wild. As nature intended, when I'm watching television.
Yep.
And then, oh, there's my buddy Dan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it to anyone, even if, and usually I'm sitting alone in my room watching it by myself.
Right.
And I'll say, hey, there's my buddy Dan.
To nobody, not even the cats?
To nobody, not even the cats. Wow. The cats, they keep their distance when I start talking out loud.
Okay. All right.
That must have been fun for you.
It was fun. I think I did it over a year ago, but it was very much fun. Let's take a quick break from Commercial World. I think there's someone at the door. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we will be joined in the spacious Forever Dog studios by Joe McAdam. Right, Eric?
I need it. I need to talk to Joe. I'm all worked up about commercials, and I need to talk to Joe. Cool down.
Okay.
I need to cool down.
Let's take a pointless podcast break, and we'll come back with Joe McAdam in the spacious Forever Dog studios.
It takes me, I'm 37, Joe. I don't know how old you are. It takes a lot to cool this down now.
Yeah.
In my 20s, I used to cool down like nothing, but now it's a big locomotion. When I get it moving, it takes time to slow, to get it to stop.
Wow.
You know how it is.
Yeah. Drawing the brakes on a train. That's hard to do. I get it.
Takes a couple miles to slow that down.
Yeah.
How about?
No, it's the Verizon guy. It's the Verizon guy that switched to Sprint.
Oh, yeah, the turncoat?
Yeah, the turncoat.
The turncoat.
The traitor.
And the, And I got past that. And I was upset about that, but I got past that, whatever. But now he's got this new ad where he's like, oh, they're like self-aware now. I hate that the big corporations are self-aware about being corporations, but they're still huge corporations. You know, sure. He's like,
yeah, it's awful.
It's like Wells Fargo's another one. Wells Fargo's got like, hey, I'm sorry we stole from you for decades.
We've been reestablished in 2016.
Look, we have people working for us.
Is it better or worse that they're self-aware that they stole money?
It's so much worse.
If they just ignored it, is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they were established in 18, whatever, reestablished in 2017, whenever they got caught for stealing.
Okay.
They reestablished. So they're fine now, Eric. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, it's a new company.
Yeah.
I don't need to see commercials about it. Put your head down and do the work.
Do you have, Eric, do you have any sympathy for the Verizon now Sprint guy in terms of him being like a free agent, just getting paid? Why is that bad?
Great question.
That is, now listen, I think it's a trust issue.
Mm.
He's not a professional athlete. I never get mad at, because I know the athlete's going to give me whatever they got, no matter who they play for, unless they're playing for the Lakers. For some reason, when people play for the Lakers, they stop caring. But the thing is, it's like, I'm not going to switch from, do you think people switch from Verizon to Sprint?
I did.
Did you really?
No, I reversed. I did actually the exact reverse.
Oh, wow.
I went Sprint to Verizon.
I did too, yeah. Actually.
Not but because again, of that, but it, coincidentally.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Was it around the same time?
Within like a year, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
When he made the switch, I was upset. I'm not going to lie. And if he makes the switch today, do I get upset? Probably not. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
It's the on top of everything. It's like, hey, I know you guys. I know you guys are sick of seeing another cell phone commercial. Well, here's another cell phone commercial. It's like, stop. Just stop then.
Well, no one's unlocked how to advertise now. No one's figured who's doing it right. Who's a good one?
I like the new Orkin commercial. I like the new
all the stuff Dan's in is really commercial. Good.
There's a Toyota commercial out there.
There's a solid
that I like.
Toyota.
Yeah.
Some good Dan stuff.
Yeah. But everything else I'm not really a fan of.
Buffalo Wild Wings does it good.
Yeah, that one's Buffalo been off Wild the air Wings for a while, but ones. They've been doing some good.
Were you
work.
On a Buffalo Wild Wings? A
couple years ago.
All right.
Buffalo Wild Wings hires a lot of comedians that we know also.
I saw Joe Quazzala on a Buffalo
exactly.
Wild Wings.
Exactly, Joe
Quazzala. Yeah.
How are you, Joe?
I'm really good. I'm feeling great.
Great. Thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
The show is about weddings, not commercials.
We can. Yeah, that's part of it, though. It all comes together.
Week to week.
But commercials do get me heated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to let loose.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about, letting the steam out for old Eric one week at a time.
Yeah, you need an outlet and just like just go for it. I'm all for it.
And I don't have one. I haven't left my apartment in close to 2 weeks.
Go do an open
I've
mic.
Been inside. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I did one like maybe 2 weeks ago and it ruined my whole like 2 days.
Yeah. And how long had it been since you'd done one before that?
1 year. And it was I did one that time and it was a year before. So it was two in 2 years.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so bad.
Oh,
I felt really bad.
They get worse once you get away from them and go back thinking it'll be a constructive thing.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah.
I actually did one yesterday and it was after I had a good show already. I'd had a good like headlining set. I got paid for it and then everyone was like, oh, let's go to the open mic. And I was like, oh, fuck.
What are you doing, Eric?
Okay.
You feel
it
like...
It was a nightmare.
You want it to be like you're just going to the Dave and Buster's doing Papa Shot, and it's like, no, it's not that at all. It hurts.
Popping your shot.
There were these goblins there that were the only non-comedians, and I tried to make them laugh so hard. I tried so hard. Not to make them laugh so hard, but I tried so hard to make them laugh.
Right.
And they didn't. At all, not even close. And I've been thinking about it all day, and not my great set that I had. But,
sure,
we all get
it. It wipes the slate clean when you get the bad one. Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Joe, are you? You are. This is a wedding podcast. I'm going to make that turn. You're a married man.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Big time married.
Been married for 7+.
Oh yeah, that's
eight
big
in
time.
August.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
How old of a guy are you? If you don't mind my asking.
34. And
okay.
I've been married for 7 years, and I've been with my wife since I was 17.
Whoa.
So it's a big time.
That's a big time. Commitment. You are big time married. Yeah.
I got you a big juicy one.
This is a big old catch. This is a, yeah. We got a whale in here.
I got a big juicy catfish for you.
Yep. We got a lot of years here.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So I don't even know where to start. So you started dating in high school, it sounds like.
High school, just kids. I went to the Catholic boys school. She went to a Catholic girls school.
Great.
It was very, very innocent.
What part of the country are we talking?
Kansas City, Missouri.
KC, mm-hmm. Kansas City, Missouri. So that's not the Overland Park is in.
That's the Kansas side. That's the Kansas close by. Side. You have connections over in OP?
No, I just know when people are talking about Kansas City, and this is thanks in part to David Van Huysen, whenever someone mentions KC, you ask about Overland Park.
You got
to
do it.
Yeah. My KC questions are Oceans of Fun, Worlds of Fun.
Okay. I
went there as a kid.
Every year was in a Worlds of Fun trip.
No oceans, though.
I didn't really go to Oceans of Fun. And then I think they changed it to a place called Schlitterbahn, which they made the world's biggest water slide, and a kid died on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so and I was like, why wouldn't it? Let's. Yeah. The reputation of Kansas City has been hugely tarnished for the water park world.
Yeah.
They can't get in with the other water park cities anymore.
I can see that. I can see why.
Yeah.
Oceans of Fun and Worlds of Fun, two different places.
Yeah. One's an amusement park. That's your Worlds of Fun. Then were they across the street from one another? They were next to each other, right?
Next to each other.
And Oceans of Fun was a big water park, but it sounds
classic
like
water park, like sidecar. You see it a lot with Six Flags. I love it.
You see it a lot.
And then so the oceans closed, and it was replaced by Shitter Park. Is that what you said?
Come on, come on. It's German.
Okay, that's what it was.
It's a German word called the Shitter Park. Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know what that means, but the Bahn seems like a kind of roadway.
Right.
Like an autobahn.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't know what Schlitter
maybe
means.
Maybe something water?
Slide road?
Something road. But
sounds fun.
It ended up being a death road.
Never went. It's going to kill everyone. It's going to kill the entire population of Kansas City.
That is a world. That was not a world of fun.
Yeah.
Or an ocean of fun.
Was that like huge news? When the kid died, how old were you when the kid died?
I had already moved out. I was not living there.
It's more recent.
I'm so separated. I don't know the kid. I don't know.
I thought this was when we were like around, you know, like in the 90s or something, when water slides were water slides.
Yeah, back when a water slide could be a water slide.
Yeah.
The way this country is going.
Now the kid's probably texting and sliding. He probably died because he was texting and sliding.
Yeah, it's probably on the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. iPhone problem.
RIP though. That's some sad news.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah.
It sucks. Truly. That's scary.
So I don't touch them. I don't touch a water slide.
That's smart. No. So nothing water slide related at your wedding, it sounds like.
No, we didn't. It was discussed, but we didn't do it. Water slide. It was a summer wedding. We could have tried, but.
Sure.
Wait a minute, Dan. Can we go back to the proposal? I want to start. I want to take this nice and slow.
I don't want to miss a thing.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah. So your high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't propose. And you're 7 years dating before you propose. So you go to college together? Do you separate and do a long distance?
We went to college together. So it was it was a big choice. I was a little kid, you know.
Yeah.
I was a little high school kid.
Yeah.
And I am from Missouri and my wife is from Kansas. And so I would have to like pay way
Overland
more
Park?
Tuition.
Is she from Overland
she
Park?
Was yeah, she's OP.
All right.
She's
OP. All right, I got one.
I was like, I would have to pay way more to go to an out of state school.
Right.
So I was like, I should go to Missouri. She's like, I'm going to go to Kansas. And then I was like, nope, I'm doing Kansas and I'm not going to college. And so I bailed on all my friends went to Missouri and I went to Kansas to live there. And I'm like, I can't afford to do it without being in state.
Yeah.
So at 18, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to get a job working at a bad restaurant and whatever.
So you just moved to Lawrence while she's going to school?
Yep.
That's great. Wow.
It was pretty cool.
How did she take that? How did she feel about that?
She was pretty flattered.
Yeah?
That's awesome.
Yeah. What were you going to study? Were you like on academic track and then you just pulled a ripcord or?
It was never like, I was not psyched.
Yeah.
I wasn't like super psyched up on college anyway.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't know, I'll go study journalism. I was like, that sounds like something I can handle.
Yeah.
And then I went to a few classes my second year and I was like, that's not really my thing. I didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, all right, that's it. I'm just going to do comedy.
Oh, great.
And I'll figure that out. And it's kind of one of those.
Yeah.
Ever since.
So you already knew you were headed in the comedy direction at a young age.
Yeah. I as a little kid, I think I really, that's what I wanted.
Oh, okay.
I was a very young kid when I was like, I loved watching like the A-list on Comedy Central. You gotcha. Know, like this yep. is my shit.
Right.
I loved it.
Okay. So you're
and in that's the... That's when you start. Did your girlfriend at the time? Was she a performer, or that's when you started performing in Lawrence? Is that when you started performing?
Yeah, that's when I lived in Lawrence. That's when I started.
Yeah.
Performing, and she is not at all. She's
no.
Okay.
A librarian.
She's a librarian.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Great.
Yep.
Okay, so you're in Lawrence. You got a job at a restaurant. You're doing comedy. You guys, is it a rocky relationship, or you guys been solid the whole way through?
Pretty good, considering.
Because you went
like,
through a
you
lot
know,
together. You grew up together.
A move, you know.
Yeah.
And a commitment to like, all right,
big time.
This is for a. Yeah. I was a very, you know, I was 17. I was very stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little boy.
Right.
I really grew up because of that.
Yeah,
I did a very similar thing that my first girlfriend I ever had. We moved to Boston together, and it was like the first move, first relationship, first apartment outside your parents' house, all at the same time. It's so much, but you don't give a fuck. What else are you gonna do?
No, yeah, that was fine. It was a little apartment, and she was supposed to be in the dorms, and she just lived with me, and it was like, all right,
great.
That was about it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So you've been together half your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've officially hit half. Yeah.
Yeah. 34.
That's super cool stuff. 17. I love to see that kind of stuff. It works.
It it feels like an anomaly, like a little weird. A lot of people think it's
unique
it's
these
very
days.
Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It works for me. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm pretty down with it.
Yeah. You hit the jackpot when you at 17, you just
yeah.
Walk away.
Yeah, that's it. You know, yeah, throw the cards down. All right, I got a winner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is working out.
Yeah.
And then when does the marriage talk start? Let's get to the good stuff.
And why don't you get married within that 7-year span? Because you feel too young?
Yeah, it's way too young.
Yeah.
Being a teen is too young. And there's stuff I wanted to do. I'm like, I got to move. I got to get out of here. I got to get away from my family kind of stuff.
Right.
And so, yeah, Mom, it took a long time. I think like it maybe, yeah, 7 or 8 years or something. I'm just like, I don't see the big deal. We're already living together. I don't really.
Mm-hmm.
Then it you know, became a conversation between the two of us. And she's like, I just want to do it.
Oh, okay.
And because I was like, I don't get it. I don't know if I get it.
Oh, she was initiating and you were just like, we're already pretty much there.
Yeah.
What's the rush?
And it seemed like, what you know, what's the big deal?
Okay.
I'm already
just a
committed
piece of
to
paper,
this.
One of those.
Yeah, come on, babe. Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, she's made me grow
like
up
against
a lot.
It.
Yeah.
You weren't like against it. You were just like, I don't see the point of it.
It was a lot of that. And, you know, we're broke and that kind of stuff. Moving frequently and all that. So,
yeah, where are you at this point?
When we got married, I lived in Chicago.
There. Okay.
I had moved there after she graduated from college.
Okay. She went there to work in a library? Or
she was doing something else at that point.
Oh,
she,
okay.
The librarian, being a librarian is pretty recent. Mm. She was working on like some, you know, office job that was pretty good, but whatever.
Okay. So you both just wanted to move to like a metropolitan area, it sounds like.
Yeah, man, I wanted to, second
isn't
city.
That a Midwest,
oh,
isn't,
okay.
that, isn't that what a Midwestern thing is? Like when you
the
grow
most.
Up and like,
oh, yeah.
You go to Chicago.
Yes.
You don't want to go anywhere else.
Except me. I'm from Iowa City.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
What?
There it is.
What's wrong? We were talking about
from
it.
The Midwest.
What's wrong with Iowa City?
Nothing. I've only been there once. I puked for most of the time I was there, but I loved it.
Yeah.
What were you there
I'm
for?
I'm just saying, Dan just, for a festival that
we did comedy. Yeah. We did some comedy there. Eric got the flu.
Yeah.
Still liked it, though.
Iowa City's a college town, right?
Yeah, University
okay.
of Iowa.
Yeah, yeah. I was there last year. It was very cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
I love coming from where I come from and having my upbringing that I had. The Midwest is beautiful for me. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, Eric, the last time I saw you, we were in Omaha, and we had a beautiful time. That's such a
Omaha. Omaha is my second home. Mm-hmm. That's my place. I love that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're in the Windy City. You're doing the second city. You're making it happen. You're
one more.
You're
you're in Beantown, baby.
Yeah, this is it. This is Beantown. So I moved from
you're
Beantown
the
to
deep
Beantown
dish pizza.
Yeah, no, it was a long haul over there. I think we were there for like 7 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I proposed because I worked at the company Groupon. mm-hmm. the group coupon company. Yeah. They hired like everybody from the comedy scene in Chicago for like maybe 2 years.
Oh, okay.
It was very weird.
Yeah. To do what?
Customer support. Okay. And so like there's a whole department that's just like stand-ups and improvisers.
Wow. And customer support.
Just smoking and drinking beer and telling people to shut up.
Hell yeah.
Seriously. Just like just treating them like hecklers, just yeah, putting them in their place, hanging up.
Yep. It was weird. It was really weird.
Yeah. That's weird.
Like I worked in a department that was like maybe 200 people and it was all comics and improvisers. It was kind of like being in hell.
Yeah. That sounds, I'm sad there was so many improvisers, I guess it's Chicago, but so many improvisers to choose from.
Big time improv. Yeah.
So you get a Groupon for marriage and now you're ready to propose.
Okay. Yeah. I had to do it. You know, I was broke. I had to get like, I got a ring off of my grandma who had just died.
Okay.
Yeah.
That felt like, all right.
Do at the funeral, you pull it off the
ring? Just like a, wow, lick the finger and
inappropriate, man. Inappropriate.
But thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary.
This is in my pocket, and I will just smooth out your finger, and I'm
leave something on her finger so no one can tell. Yeah. I put a little dummy string around it, wow. And no one was the wiser.
Wow, that's romantic.
Yep. And then I asked my grandma to marry me.
Hold on.
That didn't work out, and then I asked Francis. My mom stole it from my grandma's stuff.
Was it a hot commodity or
So my grandma has 11 or she did before she still does I guess had 11 kids. It was like that is a hot ticket item. My mom, like, you know, dead of night
kind went
of,
in early
oh you, wow I love that good for her what a woman yeah. Did you have a close competitor? Was there like, oh man, Cousin Sally.
Yeah, how did that sort out with the other family members?
Here comes Cousin Sally again.
If there's a rift, I don't know about it.
Oh, okay.
But there might be.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is trying to like take me out.
Okay. Is there significance to it in the family, or is just she had the nice diamond ring or something?
No,
like that?
I thought there would be, but I later found out it wasn't actually even her engagement ring. A gentleman suitor gave it to her. And she didn't give it back.
Whoa.
And they didn't get married. Oh, and she just kept a ring from a guy. Wow. And so this was just a ring from a dude.
Yes.
Rosemary.
I know.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, next.
And it's like, it's really nice. It's a very nice ring.
Wow.
So, because
I wasn't even considered for my family ring. My sister, who's younger, just like when she was ready to get married before I was, she just got it. And that was just that.
And that was the right choice. She deserved it.
That was, of course, the right choice. Everybody knew it.
Yeah.
The whole family knew.
Everyone knew.
Do you feel a little...
He brought it up.
Do you have a chip on your shoulder?
He brought it up.
I mean...
Not at all. Not at all. No, because Dan's right. Like, everybody knew. Everybody knew. Yeah. Everybody knows. I knew.
When did it happen for you?
I just like to bring it up.
Wait, sure.
I just like to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because Dan likes to needle me on kind of stuff.
I'm not needling. We all have family rings, though. That's interesting. I also used an old my
I did not.
Grandmother's ring.
Oh, yeah, Eric doesn't.
Oh, right. Yeah, Eric, his sister got it.
I went
to
Macy's.
Right. Yeah. And he feels fine about it.
It was perfect. An Armenian lady sold it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That feels like family then. That's close. You know,
married. So my sister got married in 2011. No. 13.
Mm-hmm.
2013. I got married 2017.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. So
she beat you to the punch anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah. No pressure to like do it before her to snag the ring. Is that?
No.
That ring was gone.
I wouldn't even got it. Had I even gotten married before, my mom would have been like, come on, kid.
Okay.
Let's be serious. Come on, kiddo.
And shit, nudge you on the chin a little bit. Hey, come on.
Are you hungry? Is your blood sugar low? What is it?
What is it, kid? Want to get married? Is it your tummy?
But you got the ring. You came out ahead.
It was I got one, and then I
did
I,
that sort of put. Were you already circling the marriage thing when that came around?
It was. I knew for a while. I was like, all right, this is gonna have to happen.
Oh, okay.
Like we're gonna do this. It was just a matter of like. I needed a ring, and I needed to, you know.
Oh, okay.
You want to make a nice presentation of it,
of course.
So I get myself a Groupon for a nice hotel downtown. I was able to add money to my account and then just buy Groupons. I mean, not able to. I mean, it was theft, but it was, you know.
What's going on?
It was, I was like, okay, I'm behind the scenes in the computer. Oh, here's $100 for a Groupon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, oops, here it is. And then I buy the Groupon.
hold on. So you made a Groupon for yourself?
Yeah. Like, you know.
To get a hotel to propose?
Yeah, you can kind of like, so there's something that's already good. Available and I could kind of like stash some money in my account kind of thing.
Got it. Wow.
What was it, Drake? What is it, the Drake Hotel?
The Drake in Chicago.
I kind of don't remember, actually.
Oh, you'd remember the Drake.
Yeah, I should. Everyone remembers the Drake. Yeah,
I remember my first Drake. Wow. Okay, so this is like a crafty hodgepodge. Your mother steals your grandmother's ring in the dead of night.
Mm. Yeah, this is a...
You steal a Groupon for not the Drake Hotel, but we'll say it.
It comparable.
Comparable, four-star, three, like, I'm sure a very fancy one.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get a suite.
I mean,
but
in Chicago.
The downtown.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, nice view.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was real downtown on Christmas night. It was, that's because that's.
Ooh, wow.
But it was just like because that. That's cheaper. Is why that.
Beautiful.
It's cheaper to get a hotel.
Beautiful.
Then, yeah. I feel like, this is the most cheapskate.
No, well, you know,
so far you're three for three. A bunch of like lonely billionaire misers, committing suicide, and then there's just love in your room.
Yeah,
that's cool. I think that's fun.
Yeah,
I think that's cool.
Yeah. Also, a lot of people do get married on Christmas, so that's okay. You're in line with that.
Yeah, I saw. So we went out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the movies. We saw Tron Legacy.
Oh, Tron Legacy!
Tron Legacy was hot at the moment.
Do you remember liking it?
It was. I don't remember much. They had in the movie Jeff Bridges. They do a
CGI on his face.
Yeah, full CGI to make him look like a young man.
It didn't really.
But the
work,
soundtrack was really good, and like they were light.
Yeah, it was a Daft Punk soundtrack. It was really cool. Yeah.
Good soundtrack. Yeah. Yep.
And the lights were cool. You get really high, you let that shit wash over you. So that's cool. Mm-hmm.
So I was so hyped on Tron Legacy. I was just like, marry me now.
Yeah.
I like told the projectionist, stop it. I got to get married.
I don't care what Garrett Hedlund is doing right now in this scene. Turn it off.
Yeah.
Garrett Hedlund is in that movie, Eric.
I know.
Okay.
He's the Tron Legacy.
He plays the Tron Legacy.
He's the legacy.
He's the legacy.
That's what everyone was talking about after the movie.
So, it's going to be a mumbly legacy then.
So that poor man's Brad Pitt. That was Tron Legacy.
That was Tron Legacy.
Okay, so you see it a matinee or evening?
It was an evening screening. I think it maybe like a 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay, so dinner before, dinner after? No dinner.
I want to say no. We went to
dinner. They had dinner.
We did. We got din at like. It was like whatever the closest place to the hotel was, I think, is what happened. But good. And also that's open on Christmas.
All right. So you're in the Subway.
It was the Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
One of those where they walk up and they carve meat on your
like
plate.
Like in Bridesmaids when they all shit.
It's like when they all shit.
Great.
So I said that. I nudged her. I was like, this is going to be like in Bridesmaids when they all shit that it's going to come out in 2 years.
Some of them shit and puke at the same time.
Yeah.
My wife loves that scene in Bridesmaids where they shit.
Classic scene.
I love it too.
Classic.
She loves a good joke.
I love when Melissa McCarthy says, get away. Look away. And she's shitting in the sink. And she's so little, she climbs up there.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. I love how physical she is.
It's a very good physical comedy scene. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So you're shitting in the sink. You go home.
We're shitting at a Fogo de Chao. Yeah.
So you do it in the room itself?
No, we were outside. So it was like snowing and there's the river.
Paint me a picture.
This
You're
is
on
a
the
classic
river?
Chicago yeah. wedding. This is like a fucking. No, this is John Hughes as fuck.
Yeah, this is very John Hughes. We were downtown on like on the bridge by like the Chicago Architectural River Tour.
Sure,
like right now.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so I think what is that? I forget what building is right by there. The Tribune or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was really the Trib. Yeah, we're right by the Trib, and then that was it. I was like, let's do this.
You get down on one knee.
No, it was like thick snow. I didn't. It was there's a lot of snow.
I'm glad you brought up the weather. I wanted to ask you about the wind chill.
It was extremely cold.
Yeah,
it was very, very cold.
Yeah, wow.
And right off the river, it's awful. It's just completely terrible.
But you decide to go for it anyway.
Yeah.
because what's, love
what
wins.
What do you say? Because you were a gifted comedian. I don't know if we've talked about this on Groomzilla's yet so far in this interview.
We brought up Joe, that he was in the comedy field.
Joe McAdams is like one of my favorite comedians, Dan. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I Eric. Can't even look at him right now. I think he's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Eric, wow. So sweet. Thank you, wow. Eric. You're very sweet.
So now it's proposal time. What do you say? He's a funny guy. You're a funny guy.
Wow. Yeah, you're giving me like retroactive pressure to be funny during my own proposal.
Right. Which is probably what she wanted too.
Yeah, she wanted the jokes.
Yeah.
She loves it, I bet.
Yeah, she wanted me to bring some heat mm-hmm. with the comedy. It was pretty simple. I think it was just a real, I don't think I didn't write anything down or anything like that. It was just like a, you know, you want to? What we know what's going on.
You and, know, it's like you what know. You just gave me. Was, I'm surprised she said yes.
It was kind of like a nudge, and I'm like, come on, you get it. Do what this is.
Yeah. That's very similar to mine. I didn't really say anything. I was just like, I'm doing it. This is what we've been talking about. Here we go.
I was like, do you want to? I had the ring out, and I opened it, and I, you know, was like, hey, you want to get married? And that was about it.
What is her reaction to that, Nicole?
Oh, she loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Great.
She thought it was fantastic. She's,
and then you guys parted ways for the night. And then that
I got her
you didn't really see her reaction. Very cool. Very, very cool.
From what I heard, yeah.
From what I understand, she had a great night.
Put the ring down and just walked and kind of knock on the bridge a couple of times. Okay, that's it for me. I'm just going to put this ring down.
Okay, now that's a night. All right.
See you in a few weeks. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, going to go. Good to go open my presents. I'll see you later. Gonna go open the Christmas presents, and that was it. It was
so you had no declaration or thesis statement on why you wanted to get married.
No, it had been so comfortably said prior to that for years. Right. You know what I mean? It's not like I needed a big set piece for this. It was just like, hey, we get it. We know.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, hell yeah, cool,
great. Do you even snap a photo? Do you snap a photo by that river? Do you remember?
No, I don't think I did. No, we didn't. There's no photo.
What year beautiful. Is this?
2010. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I had an iPhone.
Yeah, photos weren't. Yeah.
I don't think I had one.
All over the place.
It's a good question.
It was a scattershot landscape at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know
which way you were going to go.
I didn't even know where I don't even know where I was in 2010. There's no way to know.
You were working in the movie theater? No.
2010? I was in LA.
Christmas 2010.
Christmas 2010 would have been, Jesus, I don't know. I guess I would have been in Iowa celebrating with my family. I was close by.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't call me.
I know. We should have hung out.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. We're only like 6 hours-ish, right?
I could have come over.
Do you remember did Wendy go with you then?
2010? I don't think so. We had only been dating like a year or 2 years.
Do you remember the first Christmas you guys spent together?
Not off the top of my dome.
We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Let's talk more about Joe.
We'll check in.
Long engagement after the
super fast. Just like let's plan a date. Let's do it.
Yeah. And what was the date?
It was August 26th, 2011.
Oh,
didn't they drop the big one on the August 26th?
Yeah. Enola Gay dropped the atomic bomb that day.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fucked up. And it was fucked up that we had to think about that during the wedding.
Yeah.
Because we took a moment in the middle to stop and just think about it.
Yeah. Moment of silence.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Classy. Wow. Classy stuff.
Yeah. And then you're like, thank God for Harry S. Truman.
Yeah. From Missouri. A Missouri man.
Oh, boy.
Independence.
Yeah.
Independence Missouri.
I've been to his boyhood home, I think.
I think I have, too.
What do they, what do they call memorable. What do they call like
a
person from Missouri? Do they like, you know,
Missouri?
How like,
I think like Missourian.
Yeah.
I think is probably what is the best.
Mizzou?
What's Missouri?
Not Mizzou.
Mizzou.
Mizzou is like what they call. Yeah. Missouri University.
Yeah.
The University of Missouri. Mizzou.
Yeah.
What is it? What's their mascot?
The Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Generic one. Yes, right.
Yeah, it's a very
a Husker.
Yeah, and it's no Husker.
No.
It's no Hawkeye. Yeah.
It's no Hawkeye.
Jayhawk. Yeah. We got some interesting ones in there.
Yeah. I always thought a Hawkeye was a thing, like a type of bird, but it's not.
It's just like a hawk's eye.
Well, it's an Indian tribe.
Oh, okay.
But our mascot is a hawk. I'm going to get so many letters for this because I don't even know if I'm being correct.
But it's also Alan Alda.
No, I didn't.
In the TV show MASH.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it's named after.
Yep.
Hawkeye Pierce.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so you get married on the atomic
August 26, 2011.
Yeah,
In Chicago or in KC?
We go back to KC.
Beautiful.
You know, at this point, it's just I think easier guest list wise. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh,
both of our families live there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
I feel like that's a no brainer.
Yeah, you're both from there.
We're both from there, so like we're going back.
Yeah,
And you know all of our friends from Kansas City and everything.
Sure,
back there.
Yeah,
and also it makes it easier because it's like, all right, I'm doing stand up, and so I have a million like friends through the stand up world, and wedding guest lists are a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it's like, how close are we? God. Are we just like drinking buddies, or are we tight?
It's the hottest topic.
Oh my God.
Making those kind of cuts was just like, well, I don't have to. I'm not doing it here.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't go anyway, so I'm just doing it in Kansas City, and I don't know any comics there. So
God, that's done. Smart.
Problem solved.
Yeah. So how many people, what kind of number are we talking?
We had a decent crowd. I think we had maybe 250 guest list.
Okay. Wow.
That's a healthy
wedding.
We make friends. We make a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And my mom's side of the family, 11 kids.
Oh, sure.
You know, a lot of family.
And they're all just eyeing that ring the whole time.
That's going to take up some table space. That's some chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some chairs there. That's 11 chairs.
At least, yeah.
So you mentioned
a lot of chairs.
Catholic school. Is this a Catholic ceremony?
No, didn't do Catholic.
Catholic.
Had my problems with the church and I said no. Had to have a discussion with my, at that point, future mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
We had to have like a, you know.
Tete-a-tete.
Yeah, let's talk about it and figure this out together.
Can we get into that? Can we get into that?
She's a very strong-willed woman. She's a woman that will be like, Joe, come in here. That kind of thing.
Summons you?
Yeah.
Close the door.
Have a seat.
So we had one of those. And she's like, so why? Why? What is this?
Uh-huh.
What's going on? And I was just like, well, I don't really... I was raised Catholic and I get it. I just don't,
had you done all the rites of up to there?
Confirmed. I'm confirmed. I have a confirmation name, Jerome.
Okay.
I'm in.
Hello.
Eric likes that.
If you want to call me Jerome, that's my, you know, name.
I want to call Jerome.
I wish your mother-in-law would have said, Jerome, would you please come in?
Jerome, can you please enter?
That's it.
That's the official name in the church's eyes.
So you make your case. You've fallen away from the church. And she...
And Francis, how did Francis feel about it?
She was like, I don't care. She's very much like a go with the flow. Like, I don't care.
Right.
She didn't go to church. That's not important to her.
Oh, okay.
But her family did. And she was kind of... She was kind of telling me like, I'll just do it for my folks.
Right.
And I was like, I really don't want to.
Oh, wow. So you felt strongly about it. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want I don't want a Catholic priest around at my marriage.
No.
I don't want him at the wedding.
No.
I just don't want it.
Yeah.
My dad is he's retired now, but he was a judge. So it's like, he'll get his friend to do it.
Right.
Like that's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's totally cool.
Okay. So you get married by your judge dad's friend?
Yeah.
What judges do you get married by?
His name is Judge Michael Manners, and he was
hello.
I know. It's a great name, and he's a really cool dude.
Great.
He did an amazing ceremony, and he's one of my dad's best friends in the world, and it was very cool.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And judges, I imagine he's probably married some people before.
Oh, he was on a hot streak.
Yeah.
He was getting some good marriages.
Oh,
going.
You managed to snag Judge Manners. That's great. Where? What sort of venue? I'm going to ask. Great question, Dan.
I've been chomping at the bit to ask that one.
Yeah, it's probably Oceans of Fun. Yeah,
we went to Oceans of Fun right before it changed to Schlitterbahn.
Oh, okay.
You got a book under the wire. We had a rush.
Good timing.
Come on in. Grab your strudel and get on a slide. Because nothing says water parks like German fun.
Germans love fun.
Love fun and water slides.
Oh, wow. Supplies Schlitterbahn didn't succeed.
Are they a sponsor? I don't know if they're still around. They might be still kicking it. I have no idea. I could look it up, but
It's not important.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Let's devote the next 40 minutes to it.
We're sponsored by Dust Tube.
Oh, yeah.
The German lazy river.
That's really good. Yeah,
Dust Tube.
That's good stuff.
Oh, man.
Where do you actually get married?
We, outside of Kansas City, it's, you know, it's it's in the middle of the plains. You can just kind of find a relatively cheap venue far out of the city.
Barn wedding? Yeah.
It was like a tent, like a big tent attached to like a nicer kind of building.
Gotcha.
So we got married outside and then had a tent party.
Oh, okay. So an event space.
Yeah. It was like an event space. Yeah.
Okay. So country outdoor wedding.
It's hot as fuck. It's steamy.
It's humid. It's extremely steamy. So it's humid. Very humid. Oh, bugs.
August in Missouri. Yeah.
And no, I still smoked. You. And it was like just a thick, gross cough. And
Yeah. Oh, I hate smoking in humid.
Oof. A hot smoke. Yeah. I was having hot smokes all day.
That's when you know you're really addicted.
Yeah.
When you're just sitting in the heat.
Because it's August. It's like. You're getting it. It's steamy, but it's a fun steamy because everyone's steaming together. Everyone's all sweaty.
Yeah.
Summertime. It's a wedding.
You got the cicadas whirring. You got that whir of cicadas.
What a cool sound.
Yeah.
That was going on. And we had like a country band play. It was really cool. Our friend's band was like, did the wedding for us.
The whole dance party was a wedding band?
They did like an hour set, and then we just, I made like an iPod playlist.
Perfect.
And I flipped that on.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
So, you know, keeping it cheap, friends, band, and whatever.
Yeah.
Again, with the cheap theme.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Did you get elbows deep in that playlist? Was that like something you took some time with?
Oh, I took a lot of, that was a lot of work put
curating.
Into that. Yeah, curating the playlist.
Mm-hmm. And does Francis get involved in there? Is that all? Is that Joe's territory?
That's a Joe game.
Look at DJ Jerome coming through.
Jerome.
All right.
The ones in my own thing.
What kind of menu are we talking? Now it's Kansas City.
Well, I don't know.
What are you doing in Kansas City? Is it the barbecue? Or do you zig where I think you're gonna zag?
No, yeah, we did not do the barbecue. It was kind of like I think it might have been like one of those things where the venue itself is like you got to do our thing.
Yeah.
And I know there was like a steak and a chicken and a whatever.
Okay. Okay.
That kind of deal.
Package deal.
Yeah. And it was not, I don't think, special. I don't even think I ate. I don't remember. Yeah.
Very common. But unmemorable. Unmemorable? That's a word. Nonetheless.
Yeah. The food itself, I was like, man.
Okay.
Didn't really do much for me. I don't think I remember much.
Okay. All right.
I think people enjoyed
it. What about the booze? What was the booze?
I think it was a, open beer wine. And then you got to know the right person and then you get bourbon.
Nice.
That kind of deal.
Okay.
Like, okay. Yeah. You know who to talk to.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. So you got a lot of.
Cousin Jerry's got a bottle, I heard.
Yeah.
That bottle. We killed that bottle.
Yeah. We smashed that.
No. He's got another one.
I know. Check the trunk. Go to the Jeep, dude. Go to the Jeep.
Go to the trunk of the Jeep.
Yeah.
It's in the hatchback.
Do you have a bridal party? You got groomsmen walking around?
I got so many groomsmen.
Really?
How many groomsmen?
Eight.
You know them all
by really a joke.
Do you know all their names by heart? Can you name them for us right now? 13 groomsmen. Yeah.
I hope you can just list them.
Okay, best man, Jacob Kruger.
Okay.
He was the number one best man. Who else did we have in the group? My two brothers-in-law. Matt Johnson and Montalito Jones.
Hello.
Montalito Jones.
It's a big name. It's a mouthful.
It's a cool ass name.
I think he said his grandmother named him after a character on, I want to say F Troop or something. Like, it's something like from TV.
Montalito?
Montalito. M-A-N-O-L-I-T-O. Yeah.
Very cool.
Gosh, who else was in there? Andrew Perry. This is your murderer's row of groomsmen.
Yeah.
Terry Lord.
Dude.
Now I'm gonna forget somebody.
You already gave us Monolito Jones.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. That's the big one.
Yeah.
That's the real big one.
What are those speeches? Were you happy with the way the speeches went down?
Yeah, they were great. Good speeches all around.
Jacob Kruger?
Yeah.
Kruger. Kruger nailed it?
He nailed it out of the park.
And he's not a comedy guy, it sounds like?
No, he's not a comedy dude. He's a
He's
a chef / musician.
Hell yes.
So he gets it. That means he's, got a sense of humor and is a funny dude.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But yeah, not a comic.
Someone who has known you both from high school or just you?
He's known me since I was like maybe five.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Like the oldest friend I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
That guy's got to be a loud talker. A chef and a musician, got to be a loud
talker. And he has a really deep voice.
Yes, okay. you got to.
He did voiceover work for a local tractor commercial in Kansas City.
They do so many ads in Kansas City, right? It's a big advertising town.
I need to get in the regional voiceover market.
You guys both have beautiful voices. You get
I want to do voiceover more than anything in the world.
You should.
I think that's my perfect job. I think that's what I was put on. I'm ugly. I can't really move around that well anymore.
Mm-hmm. You want to give us a read for Oceans of Fun real quick?
Give us a,
Oceans of Fun coming at you all summer long with your favorite slides, the tuber, the loser, and the glober. Oceans of Fun.
Yeah.
Slide.
The slogan is slide.
Wow. Yeah. No comments.
No, it's like a kid seeing a slide. It's like slide.
Okay. So no comments on performance. I just have a little problem with the copy, but that was pretty good.
That's real good. You should do it. You should work for 101 The Fox. That would be you're killing it.
101 The Fox, get those chickens.
Yeah, no, give me a 101 The Fox. It's the classic rock radio station and home of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
101 The Fox, listening to the classic radio rock station and home of your Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes!
There we go, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so wait, we got lost. How do we get sidetracked like that?
Kansas City, big advertising town.
Yeah.
Wait, you
got a deep voice, best man. That's how we got there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, best man.
We can sidestep into bachelor party. Did he plan a bachelor party for you?
He did. I got two bachelor parties. So that's
spoiled brat.
That's the beauty of it.
One for Joe, one for Jerome.
This one's for Jerome.
Boy,
I had a Catholic bachelor party and just a regular old.
Yeah,
just the regular.
That's
old.
That's how you got out of it with your mother-in-law. Yeah. You're like, I'm doing the Catholic bachelor party. Yeah. I don't know what you want.
I'm doing it. Get off my case.
Yeah. Oh wow. So why do you have two bachelor parties?
I have the Chicago one and the Kansas City one.
Oh yeah.
So that, it was like sense. All right. So my Chicago friends did one there, and then we did another one in KC.
Are they drastically different in the events?
Wildly different.
Really?
Oh boy. Of course they were.
Well, okay.
Hey. He said he had a Chicago one with all his comedy friends,
yes.
And one in Kansas City
I'm
listening.
Guess which one four people were arrested at?
The Chicago
one. Kansas City one.
Yeah, some wild west Kansas City.
Four people were arrested?
Yeah. It was...
Wait, Kansas City was the one where people were arrested?
No, it was in Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. That was the Chicago one.
Yeah, yeah.
We went camping. It was a camping trip.
The Chicago one?
Yeah. That was, we were like, all right, let's.
You were out of the city?
Yeah. Left the city and went camping. Okay. Yeah, it was just like a camping night with the boys.
And people got arrested?
Yeah. Big time.
what are you talking about? Big time camping arrested?
You never been arrested while camping? Okay.
Like, is there a Netflix documentary about this that I don't know about?
Okay. So yeah, we're camping. Yeah. We're out having, we got tents. We got the whole nine. I drove up, I forget exactly where, I think it was like around the Wisconsin border.
15, 20 people. How many people are we talking?
It was hard to pin down. People came and went. It was kind of one of those,
four of them went to jail.
Yeah. It was a rotating door of hellos and goodbyes. Some people stayed the night, some left and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Some cops peppered in.
Yeah. A couple of police officers and park rangers and whatnot. There's a mounted officer
On horseback. Great.
Yeah, and So I think maybe who could say the number 15 to 20 in and out ish. Drove up there in a big Buick LeSabre, and then
quality machine
champagne Buick LeSabre.
Great color.
They don't make them like that. They don't make them like that anymore.
No, they legally can't do it again. It was one and done.
Wow. I'm glad you got that for your batch party.
It was pretty nice. So we go up there and it's a bachelor party, but it's really just like, you know, the stag hang. You know what I mean? Like, hey, like old fashioned like elk club, like we're smoking and we're all by a fire.
That's why I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was that kind of thing. And somebody we're all just kind of hanging out, and it's like, all right, let's. There's beers, you know. That's pretty normal bachelor party and camping. It fits both worlds.
So far, I'm miffed on how four people ended up in jail, but you're just drinking by a fire.
And then, so you know, we're having some beers, and like, all right, let's smoke pot, and then everyone's doing that. That's going around, and so like near the end of the night, for like you know sundown. That time.
Right.
Park ranger drives through just checking on everybody. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
So he does that kind of loop around the park and then he comes over to us. He's like, I smell something funny here, boys.
Oh boy.
And, everyone's like, okay, sure dude. And so the cop or the ranger or whatever, he was like trying to get us to be able to like get off the hook. He's like, I'm going to come back in maybe, I don't know, half hour, an hour. And if it still smells kind of funny, you know, maybe we, you know, have to investigate a little bit, that kind of thing. He's like being kind of a dickhead about it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, dude.
I know. It was very lame.
Do you mention that it's your bachelor party or you don't care?
Yeah, I think it might have been brought up.
Yeah.
You gotta play that
it's card. Like, come on, we're having a bachelor party.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so then after that first visit, he does leave. And then after that, somebody breaks out cocaine. I don't know.
There it is.
I don't know why that happened. Okay. I don't know who there brought it. I don't know where it came from.
To this day?
We don't know. We know, but we don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing like being at one with nature.
Camping on cocaine.
Maybe the worst camping accessory.
Yeah.
It's easily, you know what it is? It's the worst camping accessory of all time.
Yeah.
And I don't even like it. So whoever brought it, knowing full well I don't even do it, was just like, yeah, okay. And I was like, this isn't, all right, cool. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, okay. So some people go to a little tent and they're like, you know, have a paper plate.
The Coke tent.
Yeah. And they have a little paper plate with it on the plate.
Wait, they break it out knowing the guy said, I'm going to come back in a half hour to an hour? Why don't they wait?
I don't know why though.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you why.
Okay. And also, that's the way cocaine works.
Also, nobody stopped smoking pot either.
Right.
So that is just like, you know, a constant cloud going around. So, you know, half hour later, the guy comes back and he's like, okay, busted, guys.
Yeah.
And then he but no one out by the campfire. Nobody outside was smoking. Nobody had anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So we're like, we don't have anything. Nothing's going on.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, maybe it's coming from over here because he hears some people in the tent. And then he just like walks over to the tent. And is like, all right, here I come. And then zips it.
Oh, fuck.
And it's just four people with a paper plate of cocaine on it.
Yeah.
Just like throw it away under the ground of the tent. And this is not what he expected to see at all.
Yeah.
He didn't expect any of this.
Right.
And so it was a little bit of like a Barney Fife, I'm in over my head kind of thing.
Oh, God.
He's like, oh boy, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to have to do anything.
Right.
I thought it was going to be like a little, I confiscate weed and then go leave.
Yeah.
And so instead it was, there's four people, four stand-up comics and another friend who's not, and it was just like, oh, okay. we were like, we didn't really know what to do.
Right. Does he call him backup? Or
of course. He doesn't have four sets of handcuffs as a park ranger.
Right.
Yeah.
So he calls in backup. I guess the local PD come in.
Uh-huh.
Because I think, the guy was just a ranger.
Right.
And then so they come in. It's four of our friends just on their knees with handcuffs behind their back. And just for like an hour or so, like processing at our campsite while we're just hanging out and having like beers and hot dogs and stuff.
You keep going with the hot dogs?
I'm not putting the fire out. To restart it would be ludicrous.
And you already put the dogs on the fire.
Yeah. They're in there. We're making beans and dogs, and it's just like, you know.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
It's great. It's a great meal. And so that takes a while, and we can't really do shit. You know, you're just kind of stuck there.
Right.
And everyone's been drinking, so they can't make us leave. Like, they can't be like, all right, get out of here. It's like, we're all drunk.
Right.
Yeah. We can't.
Yeah.
And you're in the woods. Like, there's nowhere to go.
We're in the dang woods. And so the people, you know, whoever is like the park ranger is, God, he hates us.
Yeah.
He
was about to go
home.
We've
ruined everything for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's got so much paperwork to do. And just like physical work.
Uh-huh.
He's got to pick people up while they're on their knees in handcuffs. He's got to do that's, you know,
wow.
Like manual labor.
Right.
On some level.
Yeah.
Plus, he's never known love. And
plus, there's that.
Never married. Yeah. And never married and just sees a bunch of fun loving people.
Yeah.
And he wants to shut it down.
Wow.
Yep. He's just trying to stomp out our fun.
Yeah.
Yayo Campfire Stories with Joe McAdams.
Yeah. It was so they made us sleep there.
Uh-huh.
But then they also made us leave at 6 a.m.
Oh.
They're like, we will come around at 6 and we're forcing you to leave.
Wow.
And so we had to, they like watched us as we packed our tents up and made us, they're like, all right, now scram,
go, you know, beat away.
It, get out of here.
Wow.
And then, so after that we, our friends were arrested. Mm-hmm. So we had to go to the courthouse in the morning, and which we had to leave at 6 and the courthouse doesn't open at 6. So right. we had a couple hours to go.
Like, where do they go?
It was, I forget the name of the county. It was some like teeny little campground county.
Wow.
Courthouse.
Uh-huh.
So we, the next day we're all hungover. We woke up at 6 a.m. sweating in the woods and we had to go to court. Like maybe 15 stand-up comedians sitting in court.
Oh my God.
and everyone's just like sitting in this
sweating.
Little,
okay.
And just like, yeah, everyone's like sweating and pissed and and we have to go through so many hearings. It's like they, you know, they have a hearing session where they have like 100 people
right.
on whatever offense they just had.
Yeah. That, they got to go through all the people in the drunk tank.
Yeah. So we go through everybody's hearing, that day. It was fucking a nightmare. It was awful.
Wow.
it was terrible. And so they ended up, like getting out on like a signature bail. Like it was nothing. They didn't have to pay any money. I forget exactly. One of the dudes that was arrested had a lawyer in the family. I think it was like, what the fuck are you doing? Kind of thing.
Right.
Nudge of a local thing. Like, hey, listen, you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some, you know, some downtown
some
Chicago lawyer.
Yeah. My cousin Vinny.
Yeah. My cousin Vinny'd this.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also then it later, cause they, you know, they, I think they had to go back for like some other hearing or something. I don't know. A court appearance later.
Yeah.
And
slap
so,
on the wrist kind of thing.
Yeah. But they got out of it because, the ranger opening the tent is.
Yeah. He didn't knock.
Yeah. That's
illegal
a
illegal search and seizure.
Yes.
Precisely. It's a domicile.
Yeah.
And you cannot
and
enter someone's tent.
And he knew it.
Yeah.
And he knew it, but he let his rage overtake him.
Because he's never known love.
This is what cops do. They just do this all the fucking time.
So,
all
the time. That's how everybody got off.
Wow. That's quite a tale.
Illegal
so
entry.
Because you never know. Because people are insane about drugs. Like, especially back then, like weed was like such a still a big deal, and people were crazy about cocaine.
Yeah, that's like, that was considered.
They could have all been executed by 5 a.m. Like that could have been a real worst case scenario situation.
Yeah, it could have been bad. It ended up being pretty okay.
Everyone
had a night in jail, and that was about it.
Yeah, good story.
Yeah. It ended up being a fun story, at least.
And that's before the Kansas City bachelor party?
And then I had another one after.
Yeah. So the bar is set pretty low or high.
Yeah, no, it depends on. Yeah, it was not as eventful, but it was a very good bachelor party. The second the Kansas City was a very good one.
And then that's when somebody died.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
There was a suicide bomb themed bachelor party.
Oh,
it
wow.
was great. It was pretty wild.
Wow.
What is your fiance, current wife, how does she react when you tell her this happened?
She's so used to all my idiot friends. It's kind of oh, brother, you know, that.
And then she goes,
and that story is going to dominate the wedding, right?
No one spoke of it at the wedding.
Really?
No.
Well, it was all Chicago because they weren't at the wedding.
Yeah. None of the, cause yeah,
oh,
no,
right,
no one
right,
in Kansas
right.
City, saw
that's right, that's
yeah.
Right, that's right.
And it was like, I'm not going to, this story doesn't need to come up.
Right.
With in my grandma's last year.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, were any of were the four assailants, were any of them in the group, in the groom's room party, in the groom party?
Yeah, one was.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Okay, cool. That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
I like it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool story to have. Hey, kid, want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
I was in jail yesterday.
I went to fucking jail.
Enjoy your salmon, kid.
The guy handing out salmon.
Yeah. That's the wrong kid.
Now next.
4 years old.
Okay, so you get the, you do the great outdoor wedding, you get the band, you got your DJ list there. What about anything memorable happened tonight, or should we jump to honeymoon?
Night of, it was pretty standard, like rock solid party. Very solid party.
Yeah, good speeches, fun party.
Yeah, all the people you want to see are there. Mm-hmm. There's dancing, there's good music, it's fun.
Yeah.
First dance? Do you do a first dance?
Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a nice little slow sweat.
Very classy. And very, very classy. Yeah,
that's a
Janis?
Class.
The Janis version?
No, we did the
Mamas and Papas. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Mom. Oof. I want to sing that at somebody's wedding.
That song is great.
It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did, give me a spotlight and a sequin dress and let me sing that shit.
Can we? I want to see it.
It's such a beautiful song.
Can you give us a few bars right now, Eric?
Dream a little dream of me.
Get that on the radio. You can do your own voiceover for introducing you singing Dream a Little Dream of Me. Ooh. You got it down.
I'll do like a Casey Kasem type thing.
Yeah, can we hear that?
And now he is with...
Yeah. That was right.
You got it.
That was right.
You got it.
Casey Kasem. Now here with the number one hit, Dream a Little Dream of Me, it's Eric. Dream a little dream of me.
Wow. You started that part of the song, too.
Yeah. It's just
I'm gonna
the
look
chorus.
Up the song. I've only ever heard the song once or twice. I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
And I would love to sing it one day at somebody's wedding. And Joe, you'll be there. No matter whose wedding it is.
Give me a call.
Yeah. You'll assist.
Dan
with
on the keys.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm just going to watch.
I could learn that.
I'm just going to watch.
This is my handler, Joe. He's got to be here.
You got to put him up, too. He needs a hotel room, too.
Yeah.
He needs a hotel room and a meal.
Yeah.
And I mean now.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we're coming. Let's finish with the honeymoon. How about that? If you had, did you finish
having
a honeymoon?
We did have a honeymoon.
Fantastic.
We did a, not immediately. We didn't like run away into a plane or something. It was,
that's for rich people.
We got in a bus with all of our friends and went to the same, hotel.
Yeah.
But this is like some rich people shit. We went to Fiji. We're like, all right, we're doing big guns, and we did an all out straight up Fiji.
And you got.
That's what you do. You save money and then you wait. Yeah, it's not rich people.
No regrets.
Did you have like the little hut on the water kind of thing?
Yeah, but for like a couple of days. Those are more expensive. Yeah. So we got like one of those for like a couple of days, and it was like really cool.
Right.
There's like goats.
Like a hut that's like in the water.
It's not in it. Yeah. It's like on
stilts.
No,
like it's not on the shore. Yeah,
we're talking on the shore. The stilts one. Yeah, that's a little more. I don't know.
I'm picturing the movie Couples Retreat with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, it was like that.
Okay.
It was like that mixed with Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
How disappointing was that movie when it came out? I really wanted it to
take. What did you expect? You expected stuff from Couples Retreat?
I thought it was going to be, this is on the tail of Wedding Crashers, which I loved.
Yeah.
Old school, which I loved.
Yeah.
And now here comes Wedding Crashers, and I'm thinking they're going to hit out of the
Couples
park.
Retreat.
With a nice R-rate bunch of good performers in that movie.
Who's in Couples Retreat? I've not seen it.
You got Kristen Bell.
Vince Vaughn.
Jason Bateman, I believe, is there.
Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
Kristen Bell's in the other one, too, right?
Bell is in...
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
She's like Sarah made Marshall. For the tropics. That's a good look on her.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in Fiji. How long are you in Fiji?
About a week, I think. It's over Christmas and New Year's also.
Oh, okay.
So wait
a couple months and then head out.
Fiji Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See you next year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said when I left Fiji. I said, see you next year. I left on New Year's. And I was like, bye-bye. See you next year.
See you next year. Who was that guy? I don't know.
I don't know who that was. Who was that tall, dashing man?
How good is the water in Fiji?
It must be unreal.
Yeah?
It's like, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you can
crystal clear.
You can walk out 30, 40, 50 feet. see your toes in the coral reef and fish. It's so nice.
See, I wouldn't like that because I don't like my toes.
But it's like you get a little wave on them, so it's like
your toes are fucking perfect.
No, I don't like my toes. That's what I like about bodies of water. I don't have to look at my toes.
I think I've never seen your toes. Yeah. I'm not Eric's side.
Okay.
They're perfect.
But you know what? Leave it up to the people. Sound off in the comments.
Mm-hmm. I'll let people, without seeing them in water, I'm just going to ask people to sound off.
Do you like Dan's wet toes? Dry toes?
Do me a favor. Before we're done recording, give me your agent's phone number, your commercial agent. Okay. And I want to talk to your commercial agent about getting you some feet work. I feel like you got to, so to speak, I want to hold your feet to the fire on this.
Oh, I like
that. I need you to be okay with your feet.
Okay. Well, I'll remind you. So you're in Fiji. Your toes are exposed.
Yep. Christmas.
Christmas.
And it's like they do like a British-y Christmas because I think it's some kind of colonization.
Cool. Yeah, oh, bullshit. Which means figgy put. Yeah. What is it?
We had like a
crackers. That's what it is.
Crackers. You had to pop the things open and there's little toys inside.
Yep. Yep.
I think mine had like a little crowns. Pachinko machine in it.
Oh, cute.
Like a teeny little whatever.
Little
something.
Crowns too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Do what?
Little crowns.
Yeah, we wore little crowns.
Paper crowns.
I think there's probably a photograph of my wife and myself wearing little crowns.
Yeah.
Eating like Christmas goose or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is a tradition or if this is just the beach we were hanging out at.
Yeah.
We're hanging out on the beach, just, getting some sun.
Yeah.
And then we just see a kayak coming in from the middle of the ocean. And we're like, okay, what's up? We gotta. And then it keeps getting closer and closer. Santa.
Whoa.
Santa.
That motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Santa.
What does he think he's doing?
This guy. Santa.
Nicholas.
What a spectacular creature he is.
And he's full of surprises.
Now, are we talking tropic Santa or classic Santa?
I mean,
Hawaiian shirt Santa?
No, he was wearing red and no beard. I don't believe he had a beard. He didn't wear that. But he had a red suit and hat, but no
beard?
No beard. Santa, and he was not a fat man.
So Santa shaves after he delivers the presents.
I think it was just like
goes to Fiji.
That close to the equator, you gotta shave.
Yeah, you gotta do it. It's a mess having that much facial hair if you're out there.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
You know what? He might have had a beard.
I mean, he's Santa.
I know I have somewhere a fuzzy picture of Santa, maybe 100 yards away in a kayak.
I want to see that picture.
Like a blurry.
Yeah. I hope he was wearing like a puka shell necklace also. Just a little, I want a little island
now
flavor.
Now that I think about
Santa.
It, he just might have been shirtless.
Was he even there? Did this even happen?
It was very hot out. Yeah. Man, it was hot. Uh-huh.
And your wife didn't never saw the Santa you spoke of.
I'll have to get it. Yeah, I'll text her.
Wow. That was just you drowning the whole time.
Oh my God, I died that day.
Yeah.
This is all it's all a dream.
Yep. Wow. Okay. And then 7 years and counting, 8 years.
And we're coming up on eight.
Coming up on eight. Yeah. You'll celebrate the A-bomb in your eighth year and.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool having that little A-bomb celebration.
Yeah,
I'm writing that down. August 26th.
You can just remember because Harry S. dropped the big ones.
Yep.
Missouri.
Is that Missouri? Because I don't think I remember that, but
I always remember. It was my brother-in-law's birthday.
What do you mean you always remember that? That's so weird.
I don't know. I just have dates, historical dates. Harry S.
Atrocities. I think it's more atrocities that you remember really well.
Well, people like, true crime. I don't know why you're jumping down my throat about...
It's just called World War II a true crime.
It was a true crime.
It's like one of my favorite true crime stories.
Unsolved. It was on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
Harry S. Truman, Missourian.
Missourian.
You probably know.
Same. Yeah. We got a list of heavy hitters from Missouri. Harry.
Yeah, Harry.
Mark Twain.
Sure.
Rush Limbaugh.
What's Mark Twain's actual name?
Sam Clemens.
Rush Limbaugh. Did you just drop that one?
Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. Yeah. You got a little impression there of Rush.
He's kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. That's a good Rush.
Yeah.
So he's from, Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Do you know what the
John Hamm. John Hamm.
John Hamm is a St. Louis
guy. And Kimmy Schmidt, whatever.
Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper.
And her sister Carrie as well.
What about Harry S. Truman? Do you know his middle? What the S stood for?
This is a classic Missouri trick question. Mm-hmm. Doesn't stand for anything. They made him do it.
Yeah,
because it sounded better.
It's just S.
Yeah.
So stupid.
I know.
Yeah. Just talked about that on another podcast last night.
Yeah.
You've been doing other podcasts?
Yeah. Don't get jealous. It was Dave's. It was Dave and Sharpie's. All right. It was no big deal. Listen to Sports Bullies if you're interested in those guys.
Absolutely. They're great guys.
Joe, by the way, just looked it up. Breaking news. The eighth wedding anniversary. Traditionally, it's the bronze or the pottery anniversary.
Bronze modern, or pottery.
But the modern gifts are lace, linens, or appliances.
What?
Okay. I could get a DVD player.
Yeah.
That'd be a great Blu-ray gift. On a little lace doily.
Yeah.
I think I'll do that.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Then you could just reuse the doily, put it on top of the DVD player.
Yeah.
And then you can put like a little piece of clay pottery because it's also pottery.
Yeah. Every generation's wedding gift. Yeah. Or anniversary gift.
Or you can go think outside the box. You get a nice Blu-ray of Ghost.
Because of
the pottery scene.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, everyone knows 8th anniversary is the Blu-ray of Ghost anniversary.
Because the pottery scene.
Because the highly sexual pottery ghost scene.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's fun.
That's a lot of fun. This has been a lot of fun. We usually leave with a word of advice. You've been married a lot longer than Eric and I both. Combined have been married. Definitely combined. What are some nuggets you've taken away from all your years as a husband?
Being open and honest. This is like
open marriage. Is that what you
said? Open marriage, just like saloon doors in the bedroom. Anybody in, anybody out.
Wow.
Anything
howdy,
goes.
Howdy,
yeah. And you also, keep it cowboy themed. They have to wear spurs.
Howdy, partner. Wow.
That's number one.
We really buried the lead on this whole interview.
This is, we're cowboy themed swingers.
Wow.
And
wow. Okay.
Keeping it wide open.
And you know what? It might not work for
years.
It might not work for you.
Doesn't work for everybody.
It works for you guys.
But if you're, like that, that's your thing.
No. What were you saying? Keep it open and not open conversation.
I think open to conversationally, being extremely honest, right? This is all, I think, don't be defensive. I found that's my thing. I'm like, don't be defensive.
Yeah.
That's a bad one.
Right.
It's hard. It's so hard not to do.
I know. That's like the instant reaction is being defensive. Don't do that.
Yeah. They're not like, it's coming from your own insecurity when you're getting defensive.
All the time.
It has nothing to do with what they're saying.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's something that everyone should work on just in general.
Sure.
But it really helps being married.
Yeah.
You know, fewer like blow ups about whatever, if you kind of drop the defense,
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. That's not.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
But, well, some people say it makes you a weak person.
Well, who? Who
says that? Harry Truman?
I'm telling you, you're a weak person.
Yeah. Dan's a real hard ass.
This guy could have never dropped the big one.
Don't get defensive.
Not a lot of feelings.
Don't get defensive.
You're not married to me to be defensive.
No, he wants you to get defensive. Then he can drop the bomb on you.
Harry was looking for a reason. The son of a bitch.
Harry was never went to college. He's like our dumbest president.
Isn't he? School of Hard Knocks or,
FDR was in office for 30 years.
Abraham Lincoln also probably never went to college, but there's something interesting about, he was like in a bunch of a failed businessman who like sort of. Do you know much about Harry S?
I think I saw the house, but that's about it.
Why are you talking about Harry S. Truman so much? Why do you love these white heroes of America? He's got a Reagan sticker on his car. Did you know
Harry S. Truman does?
Yeah.
Probably.
Fucking probably.
Probably.
Eric, you got anything else for Joe?
Joe, I love your, I love everything about you. I love your beautiful blue eyes. We haven't even talked about that.
Oh, man.
You wore your Kansas City Royals. Are they in last place? Kansas City Royals?
They're doing pretty bad. They're beneath the White Sox right now. That's not going good.
That's not great.
Yeah, that's not a good place to be.
Do you like going to Dodgers games here in LA?
Yeah, and you know what? I think I've been keeping track. I've been to 11. I've never seen the Dodgers lose.
Oh, never seen a loss. You should talk to Papa D David Van Huysen-Dart about that. He's on a hot streak of, like, I think he's over 15.
Does he still have losses?
I went to one of those with him.
Really? Yeah.
Wait, really? Because that's got to be like 20 games now.
It's like this is the third season that I don't think he's going to lose.
What is it about you, Midwestern boy?
Yeah.
And preseason too. Right? Yeah. You know, some spring training stuff I've seen and not one.
Wow. You guys got the juice.
Yep.
For the boys in blue.
They're one of my favorite memories from the Oinkster, sports memories from working at a restaurant, was that wild card game that the Royals won when they beat the A's.
Yeah. That was on my birthday. That was on my birthday.
It was on your birthday.
It was such a good night. It was such a good night.
Wow.
It was a quiet, like, dead. It was a Monday, I think. The game was on a Monday, and it was, like, really dead. And there was just these two, like, hardcore Royals fans that came in and watched every single pitch. And they got so drunk, and it was like 12 innings.
It went so long. I was at a bar too. I was at the Mission Cantina over on Sunset, and just
and we closed. And they're like, "You can't, like, we have to go back to our hotel. Like, I don't even know if we get the game or whatever." And they watched, and the Royals won, and they went insane, and it was awesome.
That was that's one of the wildest baseball games I've ever seen.
It's beautiful. Go it was
Royals.
Really cool.
Hey, yeah,
go Royals. Go Joe.
Yeah, come on, go Dan go and Eric.
Thanks for being here, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You guys, thanks so much.
Well, Joe McAdam should come back because that was a fun chat. And I feel like he's a knowledgeable man when it comes to marriage. This guy's been involved.
Dan, if we ever get him on a – yeah. And he had two bachelor parties and he had a great wedding. It sounds like a great wedding. He knew – sounds like they knew what they wanted and they got it.
Yeah.
I love that. And we got to get him back on a live episode of Groomzilla. If we ever do a live Groomzilla, I want to get him on just so people can see his beautiful blue eyes. honestly, you have great eyes. They make your eyes look like shit.
Jesus Christ.
And you have great eyes. And you have great eyes.
We were having such a good episode this week. Eric, you brought the blue eyes up at the end of the interview. I don't think I had even noticed his beautiful blue eyes.
Well, I think that says more about you than anything else.
You're probably right about that.
You gotta notice people's eyes.
You gotta
notice people's eyes, kid.
Eric, should we plug our upcoming tour through the South real quick?
Oh my God!
When are we going to be in Atlanta? We're going to be in Atlanta
May 24th through the 29th.
May 29th. Well, we'll be in the Atlanta area. We'll be in Atlanta 24th, 25th, 26th, and then the area after that. But we'll get some more dates about that.
We're probably gonna try to record a Groomzilla somewhere there in Atlanta. Maybe do a sneaky live something.
This is news to me. But I'm game.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna figure out how to have some fun on the road.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun.
Until then, we're going to keep having fun right here on the Forever Dog Podcast Network. Eric, I love you.
I love you, Dan. Bye.
Bye.
Milk me.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.